Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Half of Sudan's population faces acute food shortages, with famine now present in several areas of Sudan. So how is Sudan's ongoing conflict worsening the humanitarian situation there, which is has been described as dire? Trokra's CEO, Caoimhe Jabara, joins me now to talk about this a little bit more. Fáilte Ruth, Caoimhe, how would you describe the humanitarian situation in Sudan at the moment?
The humanitarian situation in Sudan is without parallel in the world today. And given the number of conflicts and crises that we have, that is certainly something important, I would say. By any measure, it's the largest humanitarian crisis in the world. You mentioned that half of the population are in extreme hunger and a proportion of the population are experiencing famine. The population is huge. It's 25 million people are in extreme hunger, and that's just half of the population. To put that in context, that's more or less the equivalent of five times the population of Ireland. And when I say extreme hunger, these are people that the UN have said are experiencing severe hunger, and over 600,000 of them are at risk of starvation. The UN came out with a report on Christmas Eve, which it had been hoped by the humanitarian community would show that there had been some improvement in the hunger situation, but the reverse was the case. And that's as a result of the escalating conflict across the entire country. You have constant fighting, you have constant movement of troops. 14 million people have been displaced. And again, the numbers are hard to fathom. But if you think it, that's almost three times the size of our country. Every single day you have huge numbers of people being moved again and again. What famine means, just again to bring it back to that, because it's very stark, it's the only country in the world where famine has been currently declared by the UN. It's an extreme manifestation of the complete breakdown of systems that people rely on in order to access food. So it doesn't just mean people that have no food and that people are dying of food. Yes, it, of course, that is a huge part of the definition, but it also means that all of the systems that are there and should be there to sustain people and help them to recover have been all but destroyed.
Yeah, so it's basically not just a supply failure, it's also a systems failure or a systems production failure as well to make them self-sufficient. So how is Trokra helping there? What are your operations in Sudan?
Trokra has been working in Sudan for many years. We work in an area called South Kordofan, which is one of the areas worst affected by famine and also by conflict. It's an area which is extremely inaccessible. I was there this time last year. There is only one road in, but to call it a road is really an exaggeration. It is a dirt track. At many times, you can't even see where the track might be. During the rainy season, which lasts for almost 6 months of the year, it's completely impenetrable. You cannot get in or out of South Kordofan. But Trokra works there. We have teams on the ground working with our local partners. Our primary work there is around health and nutrition. And what we've been experiencing over the last year, and especially the last number of months, is a huge surge in people coming from other parts of Sudan and seeking safety where we are. And they're presenting after walking for days and days, or maybe weeks even, over mountains on rough tracks with their children, and children presenting with severe malnutrition. So we're working extremely hard to support people, to provide them with the food that they need and the medical support that they need to recover from that severe malnutrition, and also to help them sustain themselves throughout this conflict.
And you're doing that in a very dangerous situation.
That is true. I mean, even the fact that there is only one road going into South Kordofan makes it very vulnerable. There's active conflict all around the area. If that road is cut off, then everybody in that area, including our partners and our staff, are isolated. So very conscious of that and have very high level of security protocols. But one thing that I would say is that the very bulk of the response in Sudan is being carried out by local people, local communities who have self-organized to provide support to people in the communities affected by this crisis. They are the backbone of the response, and they deserve and are getting from Trokra our full support.
Are they getting it from the rest of the world? Are they getting it from the Western world, Caoimhe? Adequate support?
No, absolutely not. There is a huge dereliction of duty by the international community as a whole with respect to Sudan. it's almost 2 years now since this conflict broke out, and the conflict is very much man-made. It is driven by two rivals for power, the government forces, armed forces, and an opposition armed forces. And in many ways, the fact that the international community, represented by our political leaders, have by and large stepped back means that this war has been allowed to continue. In addition, it's been enabled by the fact that you have other countries external also driving the conflict. Both sides are being armed and funded by other countries, and that absolutely has to stop. And this is where the role of a country like Ireland can come in, because Ireland is a member of the European Union. We're a major trading partner of countries like the United Arab Emirates, countries like Egypt, like Iran, like Saudi Arabia, all of whom are allied to one or other sides in this conflict. So Ireland, and especially with this new incoming government and the new Minister for Foreign Affairs, really need to step up. Ireland has been a voice on Sudan, but really not enough. We really need to step up given the scale of this catastrophe and the fact that the conflict does not look like it's coming to an end, and exert more political pressure on our EU partners to use trade as a leverage with those external forces to cut off the arms. This is a crisis about three things. It's about arms. There needs to be a complete embargo on all arms going into Sudan. It's about access. There needs to be a huge surge in humanitarian access. And it's about accountability. Ultimately, both sides have implemented horrific violations of human rights and international humanitarian law against the civilian population of Sudan. And they must all be held to account.
Caoimhe Jabara Trochta, CEO, thank you very much indeed for joining us.